is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan. This is podcast number 215. And our topic today is diet soda bad for you? If you've been following the news, then the media probably had you convinced that diet soda causes strokes and dementia. Is that really true? In this podcast, I'm going to review the latest diet soda study and also share with you what we know about diet sodas. I will also attempt to answer the question, is diet soda bad for you? The latest diet soda study. In the latest diet soda study, Dr. Matthew Pace and colleagues from Tufts University in Boston dug through the medical records of 2,888 people who were part of the legendary Framingham Heart Study. Now, the Framingham Heart Study stands out in that it included almost everyone who has ever lived in Framingham, Massachusetts since 1948. It was from this Framingham Heart Study that we first learned about the risk factors or what causes heart disease decades ago. In this study, researchers collected data in the 1990s. That's quite a ways back. So they collected data in the 1990s about how much diet soda almost everyone in Framingham, Massachusetts was drinking. Then they looked at the medical records of these same Framingham residents to see who had a stroke, who got dementia, etc., over the next 10 years. So kind of an interesting study. How much diet soda were you drinking in the 1990s? Then 10 years later, who had a stroke, who got dementia, and then try to correlate it to how much diet soda they were drinking. Dr. Pace and his team found that drinking one diet soda a day, that's one a day, was linked to a threefold higher risk of stroke and dementia. For those Framingham people drinking less than one diet soda a week, their risk also seemed to be moving in the same direction. So one diet soda a day, if you were living in Framingham, Massachusetts in the 1990s, and you drink an average of one diet soda a day, then 10 years later, you had a threefold higher risk of having a stroke or dementia than maybe your neighbor living in Framingham, Massachusetts, who was not drinking a diet soda a day. Sounds pretty scary, right? Well, before we jump to that conclusion, let's dive in a little bit deeper into the study. So let me give you why. Three reasons why you should question the study. Whenever you hear about a study in the news, and this one definitely hit the news this past week, everybody was talking about it, you should question the validity of the study. This study is no exception. The problem with most studies looking at diet soda is that of reverse causality. Now you may be saying, what is reverse causality? Well, reverse causality, or another way of saying it, is that sicker people are more likely to drink diet soda. So people who are overweight, people who have diabetes, people who say have high blood pressure, people who have other medical conditions, if they had to pick a soda, they'd probably pick diet soda because it's perceived to be less bad for you than regular soda. So the question then is, did diet soda cause them to get sick, or do sicker people drink diet soda because it is less bad for you? So here are three reasons why you should definitely question the findings of the study. Number one, they found that most strokes happened in people with a history of high blood pressure. As most strokes in Framingham, Massachusetts happen to people with a history of high blood pressure, the question then is, did diet soda cause high blood pressure, or did people with high blood pressure drink diet soda because it is less bad for you? This question, as you might suspect, was never answered in the study. Interestingly, though, there is one big study linking diet soda to high blood pressure. However, this same study also linked sugary soda to high blood pressure as well. So once again, we don't know if this was a cause and effect or just these two things happened to be observed, reverse causality. Number two reason why you should question the study. Dementia in this study was mainly seen in people with diabetes. Once again, did diet soda cause diabetes, or did people with diabetes drink diet soda because of blood sugar issues? As anyone suffering from diabetes could quickly tell you, sugary sodas and fruit juice as well will quickly shoot your blood sugar levels sky high. Along the diet soda possible diabetes link, studies do show that artificial sweeteners change the gut bacteria of mice, thereby causing diabetes. However, it is important to remember that only about 10% of animal studies apply to humans. In humans, the link between diet soda and diabetes is tenuous at best. One big study from the United Kingdom did show an association between diet sodas and diabetes. However, this study also never answered the question, did diet soda cause diabetes, or did people with diabetes switch to diet drinks because they thought it was better for them? Number three reason why you should question the study. Sugary sodas and fruit juice were totally safe in the study. This finding alone really caused me to question the validity of the entire study. In my mind, the only possible explanation for this finding is that people with a history of high blood pressure or diabetes must have switched to diet drinks because of some perceived health benefit. Given all that we know about sugar, most nutrition researchers and cardiologists now feel that sugar is one of the biggest causes of heart disease, obesity, diabetes, strokes, dementia, and an early death. With this in mind, some studies show that fruit juice may be just as bad for you as sugary soda. So how do we make sense of this study and all of the media articles and interviews and everything else this past week? Let's talk about the take-home message. The big takeaway is that diet soda, sugary soda, and fruit juice are not health drinks. Let me repeat that. Diet soda, sugary soda, and fruit juice, they're not health drinks. You don't drink them to get healthy. While diet soda may be less bad for you than sugary soda, it would be like using nicotine patches instead of cigarettes. Personally, if an occasional diet soda helps you to break the sugary soda pop addiction, then I'm all for it. I understand the addiction to soda pop is real. This is something that I suffer from as well. While it has been 10 years since I have had a sugary soda, I still have cravings for diet cherry Pepsi, particularly if I've been up all night or sleep deprived. It's still there. So the question, is diet soda bad for you? Well, it definitely isn't good for you. It's probably better for you than regular soda, but once again, that's the comparison that nicotine patches are better for you than smoking cigarettes, but they're both not great. The problem is that we really don't know how bad diet soda is for you. Perhaps as we learn more about how artificial sweeteners affect gut bacteria, metabolism, and the brain, then we'll have a clearer picture. But for now, we really don't know. So whatever you may think, diet soda is not a health drink. Fruit juice, that's not a health drink either. And sugary soda is definitely anything but a health drink. So what is your take on diet soda? I'd love to hear from you. Go to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 215. Leave your questions, comments, etc. Also, if you have not yet subscribed to my free weekly newsletter, hey, this would be a great time to do so. There's a lot of wonderful stuff there you won't find anywhere else. So until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.